It's obviously a pleasure to know that I've done so well in the Grand Slam, because throughout my career I've always valued, I think I'm not the only one, but you know, in my case it was always priority to play my best in the Grand Slams, you know, in the biggest events, and I think this stat probably shows my commitment to the Slams or my performances, and here in Roland Garros particularly. In terms of consistency of reaching second week, it's quite amazing. And I grew up on clay, so of course, you know, I do feel comfortable playing on clay, even though in my career I probably had more wins on faster surfaces in terms of bigger titles. But I still feel, you know, I enjoy playing on clay. I won some big titles on clay, and I won this tournament and played several finals and many semifinals. Editions as well, so you know, it's been a while since I performed here for the first time, but I still want to keep going. You know, obviously, I've been playing really well this year, and you know, reaching the second week of a slam is a success. But you know, now the real deal starts. You know, I would say, and the matches are going to get more challenging, because the opponents you're going to play are better quality and higher ranked and so forth. And so it's going to get only tougher from here. But I look forward to it. Then the second thing you said about Mats Wilander, you know, I appreciate, of course, nice words and compliments from Mats. You know, he's one of the legends of our sport and someone that made a history of this sport. If I'm not mistaken, he was one of the first players to actually hold 3 out of 4 slams in a year, in 88 exactly. So he's, you know, he's someone that is around the tour, that that travels a lot and follows tennis. And I had an interview with him several days ago, so I thank him for nice words. I will not say more than that. I don't know what to say. I mean, I've never played or fought against Cactus in my life. So when I do that, if I get a chance, then I'll answer your question. But look, you know, I think I've answered this question before. Right now, of course, if you ask me about Federer and Nadal, I am grateful to be part of the era with them, because I think that they made me the player I am, you know, today. And, the success that I had, especially on the Grand Slams, you know, was also due to the kind of a need to improve and to get better to win against these guys. Because I think, you know, most of my Grand Slam final matches and semi-final matches were against these guys. You know, so I needed to learn how to overcome probably the biggest challenge of my career, to win against Federer and Nadal on Grand Slams. In the early phases of my career, in the first 3, 4, 5 years, I lost most of the matches I played against them in Grand Slams, and I didn't manage to figure things out that early in the career, but that was the process. And at that time, if you asked me the same question, I'd probably say, you know, I'm not really grateful to be part of the same era with them, but It's been a great learning curve for me playing with these guys, and it still is the same. And it still is the case. I think I still consider these two guys my biggest rivals.
Just
against
the score, we think you had an easy day today, but for a set and a half, it didn't look that easy for you, even physically. Maybe can you just walk us through the match?
Yeah. Well, it was a different day in terms of conditions. Warmest day so far, and it was challenging. Obviously, the ball was bouncing differently, and these kind of warmer conditions, the play changes a bit. And Caruso was very motivated. I thought he stepped into the court having a clear game plan, attacking the ball from both forehand and backhand. He was hitting the backhand very, very good, very solid. And he pleasantly actually surprised me with his game. I had to, you know, change my tactics quite a bit throughout the match. I think midway through the match, I kind of stepped it up a little bit. I feel like I took my game to a different level, which then resulted with a easier third set. But it was a straight set win. But as you said, it was tougher than the score indicated.
The other day, Sissy Boss was talking about leaving home at 12. You also left home at 12, and if I understand right, during a very troubled time. Could you talk about what went through your mind when you left home and the role of Elena and Nikki and your dad?
Well, I didn't leave home for good. You know, I went to train in Nikki Pilic Tennis Academy in Germany. First time actually when I was 12, after the bombings that we had in 99. I was there during the bombings for 2.5 months, so after that was finished, then I went with my family, with my father actually, my uncle to Germany, and I stayed for a couple of months, but then I went back because I was going to school, so I did not leave for good. I was still living in Serbia and partly in Germany as well because I was training there. Nikki was my tennis father, and Jelena Genčić was my tennis mother. I mean, those two people were, and you know, Nikki still is obviously very influential in my career, in my life. Very impactful people that just cared a lot about me, about my family, about my professional, private life, and I'll never forget what they did for me. You know, Jelena is not with us anymore, but she was, you know, probably the most important person in tennis that I ever had. And she taught me all the foundations of tennis and all the fundamentals, and I inherited that passion for the game from her, and understanding of the game, understanding of holistic approach to sport, to life. And Nikki and his wife accepted me as their own child when I was 12. Because my father and my uncle had spent a week or two with me in Germany, they had to go back, and it wasn't easy for them to leave a 12-year-old boy, you know, in a different country for another month and a half. But they did that because they felt comfortable with, and they trusted Nikki and his wife, and they really took care of me. And that's something that I'll carry forever in my heart. I mean, these people are my family.
No, and you talked earlier about the rivalries that you have with Roger and Rafa. It's obvious that this may not happen again, you know. And do you think that tennis could suffer when eventually you and the others retire?
Look, I don't think so. I don't know what future brings, but I'm sure it will be bright for tennis. I mean, our sport is, we are very fortunate to be part of the sport that is very global, that is very popular around the world, that played around the world, and has been historically one of the most important sports globally. Sure, I mean, being in this era, it seems like, you know, it's going to be hard for anyone to kind of do something the same that three of us did, or even better. But you never know what happens. I mean, the sport, and as everything in life, is evolving, is changing. I'm sure that we'll see some changes in the game itself. Maybe scoring system, maybe, you know, things like that. And since, you know, next gen finals, for example, is testing out new things, and so that's an indication that the thinking of ATP and the world of tennis and tournaments is going in that direction. Because, you know, millennials are, you know, require different kind of their attention span is shorter, and it's different from, generations before, so you have to adjust, I guess. But I think tennis will do well.